Well, howdy, folks, and welcome back to another exciting weekly installment of Radio 1190's Route 78 West with Ukulele Loki.
And Uncle Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You got the painter's pants or something. Painter's coveralls.
Oh, yeah. I've been out painting today, so it's a little... It's actually kind of hot wearing these big coveralls, but they sure do look snappy, huh? Kind of like a member of Devo or something, right?
You look like a Sears repairman doing it. Route 78 West. You are listening to, by the way, Route 78 West on KVCU, Radio 1190. That's Boulder for the FCC.
Yeah, and you can also find us on www.route78west.com where you can find some great old... versions of the show as well.
And we've got a bunch of good stuff today. It was down last night, Richard Buckner. I'm going to slip you a couple ones there. He's doing some really good stuff. But we'll get started in the old folks mode and kind of creep our way in. And Red Simpson always been a favorite here. Here's a classic, Roll Truck Roll.
I'm going down the Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is close. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, cause I'll be late getting home. Roll, truck, roll, take me to my baby. I'm tired of being alone. Roll, truck, roll, I wanna see my baby. One of these days I'm gonna quit this old road. When I've saved enough money, I'm gonna buy me a place back home and live a little, just me and my kids and my honey. Mama said little Danny's not doing too good in school. Said he keeps talking about his dad that he hardly knows. Teacher said he just sits at his desk and draws pictures of trucks. I guess I know what that means and what it shows. Well, I'm not home 3 months out of the year. And here lately, it's showing on me, too. I saw a lot of country at first, and I liked it then. But anymore, there's just none of it new. Oh, what a long old haul this one's been. Rain most of the way, and now it's beginning to pour. It sure looks cold, that wind blowing up through that canyon. But I gotta keep my spirits up, so I guess I'll sing a little more. I'm going down Feather River Canyon. Gotta go down, Donner Summit is closed. Another 80 miles and I sure am lonesome, cause I'll be late getting home. Roll, truck, roll, take me to my baby. I'm tired of being alone. Roll, truck, roll, I wanna see my baby. Roll, truck, roll me on home. Roll, truck, roll me on.
Thank you. Sake no mi wa, sake no mi yo, sake gareba oi namake mono. Mitsu wa totemo oishi ga, sake no me ba boku tanoshi. Banzai, kanpai, yoro no taki ga no mitai. Moshi nakereba stoku doku i, sake no me, sake no me yo. Drunk last night, drunk the night before. Gonna get drunk tonight if I never get drunk anymore. When I'm drunk, I'm as happy as can be, for I am a member of the South family. Glorious, glorious, one keg of beer for the four of us. Glory be to God that there are no more of us, for the four of us can drink it all alone. Namake mono, mitsu wa totemo oishi ga, sake no me ba boku tanoshi. Banzai, kanpai, yoro no taki ga no mitai. Moshi nakereba stoku doku i, haha, sake no me, sake no me yo.
Oysters and wine at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. branches and wine at Juneau. We have horses and wine at Juneau.
We'll kill the problems, we'll have charms, we'll kill something to keep us along. We'll kill something most fortunate and grand. Now watch my music and shall I laugh.
What are you fellas moaning about?
That Mississippi mud. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no bank. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies meet the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Lordy, how they playing. Boy, they really swaying. Say, that music thrills me. Boy, it nearly kills me.
When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Did you say mud there, boy?
I said mud, son.
What are you getting at, lad?
I said really black mud.
Well, speaking of mud and rain always reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
That I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away.
His sugar melted away. I said his sugar melted away.
Sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. Why, I didn't mean to treat her that way.
He didn't mean to treat her that way. Why did you treat that girl that way?
Well, I don't know. I'll bet your sweetie thought that you were the lowest kind of a kind.
Maybe. You never realized she was so refined, now, did you?
Irregardless and respected.
I just left my sugar standing in the rain,
and my sugar melted away. Hey, hey, Uncle Dudley, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet. Saying the darkies beat the feet. Saying the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
But I left my sugar.
Where'd you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud.
I'll bet she's plenty muddy now.
All right, if you recognize one of those voices, kudos to you, because he became quite a famous crooner in later days, but that's his early days when he performed with the Rhythm Boys, which was Paul Whiteman's orchestra. That's Bing Crosby and a couple other cats right there, folks.
You know what's cool, Unky, on that is I got to say I like that, and I thought I hated Bing Crosby. I guess his early stuff is actually pretty interesting.
Well, what I was saying last week, and the reason I decided to dig this out is because you brought in that Cats and the Fiddle that, that Eric Allen had loaned us, which I love and adore absolutely massively. And, you know, there's some African-American singers doing that style of stuff, kind of late 30s, early 40s. And this is the same time period, but, you know, Paul Whiteman's orchestra gets a lot of flack from jazz aficionados because he was kind of white bread, and they say he didn't play real jazz and, you know, whatever. And, you know, Bing Crosby gets a lot of flack, too, for just being sort of a lightweight and fluff. But, I mean, if you listen to it, and granted, you know, you got to understand the politics of the time. That was a minstrel or darky coon song, which is, you know, very politically incorrect. But what was going on is they were trying to play play with that vocal style of harmony soul singing that they got from the African-American spirituals and early R&B. And it just created interesting music, and it propelled jazz to where it went. So that's the Mississippi Mud, definitely a big hit for those guys. And I think Paul Whiteman may have been a Denver native or spent some time in Cowtown here at one point.
Cool. Well, and we had a couple other things in there, and I didn't know what that one Japanese one was. Pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, we started the set out with Drunk Last Night, which is an old cornball 20s tune, and the Japanese have had a long tradition of being able to sort of assimilate other cultures and appropriate, other styles to their own means, and so that's from a great compilation I've got of all 20s and 30s and 40s music done by Japanese artists. So that was Drunk Last Night, sang in Japanese and then in English. And then the middle track in that last set was Miller Polk and his Old South Quartet with Oysters and Wine at 2 a.m. And that was kind of a fun, warbly, marbles in your mouth kind of laughing song. So I enjoyed that kind of.
And we started off, I like that stuff. And we started off early, Loki, with Roll Truck Roll. I'm kind of revisiting a few things. I started realizing we hardly ever play anything twice on the show. And once in a while, we've got to come back and play some of the good stuff. So that was Roll Truck Roll, Red Simpson. And then brand new one to the house here. That was the Seven Rowe Brothers in Spring Boogie Blues. Texas band from 1947, doing a little reading on these guys, and there are actually seven brothers that were in this band, which is kind of cool, a real brothers band that actually had a lot of them. That's a lot of work on a family, and they lasted a long spell, about 50 years of touring and playing in the Texas area, I mean, kind of just loose old time stuff. So you are listening to Route 78 West, and it's loose old time stuff.
Yeah, we've got some spaghetti western sounds in the background, which means we'll probably get into some spaghetti and surf sounds towards the end of this hour, but for a while I'd like to keep it old here. I've got some more, you know, Japanese artists doing American style stuff, including a Japanese version of a kind of a country song. I've also got a great version of I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire, which we played the Cats and the Fiddles version. What I've got, a Tommy Tucker time version. We can get into any of this kind of stuff. I don't know, where do you feel like going next, Jeff?
Let's bring a little pedal steel in, or little steel, maybe no pedals here. 1949 is a year, and we'll creep back and forth here, but got a real nice version of Steel Guitar Rag, which we play a lot. Liam McAuliffe, Bob Wills fame, wrote this track, but 1949, the Texas Wranglers cut this, and boy, do I like this. It sounds like it was recorded in an air, you know, like an air hangar or something. It's pretty rough in some ways, but sit back and listen, and we're going to creep into the modern age by the turn of the hour.
Thank you. blue. That was the color scheme when I met you. And soon this heart of mine was beating like thunder under the midnight blue. Midnight blue had painted shadows on our rendezvous. I couldn't speak as I beheld you in wonder under the midnight blue. Roses gave you lips of red, and like a crown upon your head, stars were strung. Far away the music played, I heard a sweetheart serenade being sung. Love was young, midnight blue, and then I found myself caressing you. I found my heaven in the spell I was under, under the midnight blue.
Star, a flame in your heart, my sweet. just want to start. Got a little flame in your heart.
We hope you like it.
Nice yodel, and it's got everything foy wheeling and his Riders of the Purple Sage.
You know, that's a great one, Loki, because that's a radio transcription itself. That's something that these guys used to do a lot of this for different like radio stations, and they'd send them out, and they got a nice recorded version of that. But actually, when you hear what they could do live, I don't know. Most bands couldn't touch that today.
Pretty phenomenal. I think that takes a pretty rare group of individuals to be able to hit that kind of harmony and that kind of playing all at once and still get that smooth, mellow mood.
Yeah, I can't recommend Foy Willing high enough. Any of you guys that like the Cowboy stuff, it's actually better than the Sons of the Pioneers.
I have to agree. And it's it has a lot more clarinet and a little more kind of orchestral and band instruments. So, but I think it works.
So we were having a nice little set there. We're jumping around. I don't know, I really like the Tommy Tucker time. That's an old 78 my friend Dale had. I don't want to set the world on fire. And you actually pulled up something on the internet to look at Tommy Tucker.
Well, yeah, I was wondering, because I mean, I was thinking in my head, you know, Tucker, would that be Sophie Tucker? She was a famous singer from the burlesque days, but it's actually a little late for her. It turns out that the vocalist on that is Amy Arnell. And I was thinking about bringing that in because you introduced me to this great recording of it, and then just last week did that fabulous version of The Cats and the Fiddle, which is a lot jazzier, but this is a lot more orchestral, and they're both pretty tasty.
You know what the deal is? It's a really good song, and it can actually be updated and probably turned into a nice hip-hop track today.
Yeah.
But
I play it from time to time on the ukulele. I don't know if that carries much water anywhere. But
it carries four strings worth anyway. You know, I was kind of thinking about one thing. I'm actually having to fess up that some of that stuff's really pop in some ways. And there was a time in my life where I never would have gone near that stuff.
Oh, yeah, it had to be experimental electronic music from Germany for you, huh, Jeff?
Or stuff from the 30s or 40s that wasn't pop. Anyway, Midnight Blue before that, that's one of my all-time favorite 78s. That's Roy Smek, and it's this great song that doesn't even have chorus or lyrics until about a minute and a half into the song. And Roy Smek was the master, if there ever was a master, of every lap steel and strung instrument there ever was.
Well, they called him Wizard of the Strings, and there's actually some great footage of Roy Smek playing if you want to go to a site called ukuleledisco.com. I think it's back on like the second archive page. Look around for the Roy Smek clips, and there's a couple little QuickTime movies. 90s, and you can see this guy zipping around on his ukulele, and it's pretty phenomenal to watch. He does a lot of really interesting flips and taps, and actually pulls the ukulele up at one point and blows across the sound hole to get kind of like a bottle sound. He was all over the place.
The Hendrix of the ukulele.
Pretty wild.
All right, and Steel Guitar Rags, start us out, Texas Wranglers there. A nice, really cool version, kind of dirty steel, liking that. And if you're thinking we're kind of moving slow today, you know what? I think we are, and it's probably just because of field activities last night, I think.
Well, for you, you were out late at the Richard Buckner show, but I'll tell you, speaking of moving slow, there's a lot of movement happening on the hill here in Boulder where I live. All the students are coming back into town, and it's great because they all leave, and a lot of kids come in and buy a lot of gear for a year or two, and then they split, and most of them don't even get their security deposits back, and landlords are setting junk out on the side of the curb, and I'll tell you, it's a great way to score. I see people driving by that are, in their 30s and 40s and 50s, driving by in their nice cars, picking up stuff that college students are leaving behind. So if you feel like doing some shopping, drive around the hill. There's definitely some goods to be found.
Affluenceorus.com. It definitely is Boulder. I don't know, for all you guys out there last night worrying about flashing lights and kind of things here, we got one here called Under Control. This is Howard Perkins, and we're going to pick it up a notch here. And this one's going out for my pal Mike and everybody else. I left the barbecue. They're probably wondering, but I was under control.
I picked up my girlfriend the other night. We took a little ride in the bright moonlight, heading down the road about a 90 per, when a front tire blew and it frightened her. But I'm under control, I got it under control. You could hear me shout as we begin to roll. Everything's fine, I got it under control. I was up on the house a-fixin' my TV, trying to aim it in on a channel 3, when a pretty little girl came a-strollin' by. I dropped everything when she hollered high, but I'm under control, I got it under control. Until a pretty little thing took her evening stroll, I had my mind on my work and I was under control. Well, I started getting that middle-aged spread from all of those taters and too much of bread. I was eating myself right out of house and home. I went on a diet, now I'm skin and bone, but I'm under control. I'm under control. I might look a little like an old bean pole. I'm a 90-pound weakling, but I'm under control.
That was raised the right, but I've had a lot of troubles in my young life, but women are my downfall.
Oh, tell me, Benny.
But there's a reason for a lot, because the booze chaser was all I got, and that's why I have no use for alcohol.
Oh, tell me a little more.
If I knew the inventor of alcohol, I'd have no mercy on him at all, for booze is what's going to be without a wife.
That is so right.
But I don't guess drinking is a curse. In fact, I know that's a lot of things worse, but anything can be overdone, that's what makes hard.
Sure can.
But if alcohol had been deprived, that'd be a many man today alive that's dead and in his grave.
That's something to think about, that son.
Drink, drink, drink and never lose. I'm trying to trouble that I made you lose. But do you stop to think before you take the drink that those pearly gates you don't go driving through?
Oh, come in, Floyd.
Pick it out, son.
How you feel, Doc? Oh! Looks like he's feeling all right.
Now, I'm a sort of fella that's out for my fun, so the nature of love, I chose a blonde with big blue eyes and stacked like a jelly ball. She can shake it up above, she can shake it below, and she got what it takes to make me go. She was a beauty queen.
You got a car, son?
We were loving and a-muggin' and hugging it in a great big way when I heard a faint little voice say,
"What?
Benny, I need another drink to send you home.
Ain't you an eager beaver?"
And when we paused, she took a shot of boys. And when I learned a lot, boy, she loved me in so many, many ways.
Oh, look at that girl.
I don't know if she was drunk or not, but right then it just didn't matter a lot. But I was feeling in that loving mood.
Shame on you.
About the time I began to clink, she said, "Buddy, I need another drink." Then I had that same old routine to go through.
But it was good.
Drink, drink, drink in that old booth. Trying to drown the troubles that have made you blue. But till you stop to think before you take the drink, that goes first against you, don't go second through.
さんのそばはいかが。同じ道歩めら娘。町から町へそそぼそながらも楽しいチャルメラそば屋でござる。お参拝一ご機嫌。ほら危ない千鳥足。 はい、一丁上がりよ、つるつるつる。毎度ありよ、待ちど。さて、東京名物は、同じ道あるめら娘。新宿浅草上の新橋ガラガラ長津よ、屋台のチャルメラそば屋でござる。
While making Indian cornbread, the eagle flies, take a hiss, it flies and goes.
Keep moving,
keep moving. And safe cracking Big Bob,
keep moving,
was on a heavy job.
Keep
he heard a noise, said, "Come on, boys, let's go."
Keep moving,
keep moving. The horse was
keep
in a race,
keep
he could win show or place.
Keep
he came in first from out of third to go. It's like you've seen a cop, and you don't exactly want to stop. It's a motion, lotion that makes you want to go.
Keep moving,
keep moving,
keep moving with the motion that'll make you wanna go. Keep moving with the motion that'll make you wanna get in your rope.
a truck driver once said, I've got a sleepy head. He took a pill and had the will to go. Keep moving.
Keep moving with emotion, that'll make you wanna.
Brought down, a clown could only frown. But after a while, he stopped to small for some dough.
Where's the money?
Where's the dough?
Where's the money?
And little Betty Lou had a date but didn't want to screw. She changed her mind when slipped a dime or so.
Where's the money?
Where's the dime?
Where's the money?
A real good friend
money?
Of mine is busy doing time.
Where's the money?
He got real rank and asked the bank for some dough. A boxer's in a ring.
Where's the money?
He hears
where's
that bell go ding. He wins the fight with all his pops and dough.
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Thank you.
Ano ko wa lumia no mama, yatte kita no wa ni ori. Kami wa ki. ロメは本物だよデクシコインマヘルジアナママロニオリンみんながちょっかい出したけど誰にも夜めかぬ誰があの子いとめるか街中の噂マヘルジアナママロニオリン祭りがあった あの子はそっと打ち明けた僕が好きだってびっくり仰天右頂天コロリと行かれたよマヘルジアナママロニオリン誰にも夜めかぬあの子どうして射止めたか街中の噂マヘルジアナママロニオリン恋の手くだりかけたなら誰にも負けない僕だもの当たりくしゃりきさあさ陽気に騒いで踊ろうジルバにマンボ Do-do-do-do-pa-cha-cha-cha All the loyal rock and roll My Hallelujahna Mama Blow New Orleans My Hallelujahna Mama Blow New Orleans My Hallelujahna Mama Blow New Orleans My Hallelujahna Mama.
Yes, folks, it is English. It's Louisiana Mama, although it sounds
like Fujiyama, Fujiyama Mama,
which is actually an interesting little connection because I believe there's a version of that song done by Petey Buka, right?
And there is one done by Juana Jackson as well, but that's kind of a, I couldn't know, it sounded like 50s, a little bit of bop in there and a little bit of rockabilly done in the Japanese way.
Well, I promise I won't do any more Japanese music today, but I found so much interesting music when I was over in Japan, and I was really fascinated to see how much vaudeville music for the 20s and 30s and then how much country music of the 40s and 50s had made it over into Japan and how popular it was. So I picked up a great compilation that had a lot of this stuff. So there was Louisiana Mama, and before that, you had a nice one in there from Dan Hicks. And
oh, man, yeah. I forgot how much I love Dan Hicks and this early stuff. That's coming from 1972, so it's kind of creeping into the modern world. And Dan Hicks was instrumental in the early days of San Francisco scene of bringing some of this real old-time and vaudeville stuff into the mix, actually. Most of these bands never even heard any of this kind of stuff. And
they wrote that one.
Yeah, they were hippies.
All those other guys were more smokers. And I think you got to have a penchant for drinking if you're going to get really into heavily into country music. And I hear that was kind of the case with
Dan. I think that was Dan Hicks' problem, man. That's but anyway, a couple great records. That was live. And yeah, I remember seeing these guys when I was a kid. And it was like, holy cow. And then here we are today doing a radio show, so there must have been some influence. And then before that, you had a couple.
I had another Japanese one. That was the Soba song, which is straight up totally based on American style country music. But that terribly out of tune fiddle music, that was actually a Japanese riff that goes around on the soba noodle truck and the ramen truck. They actually have trucks like we have ice cream trucks that go around selling these really delicious noodles, and that's the Soba song, all about soba noodles. And I'll tell you guys, on a hot summer day, there's nothing better than a nice big plate of cold soba noodles. You should try it sometime.
You know, I'm beginning to think you're turning Japanese.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
Yeah. All right, so
my baby was born in Japan, made in Japan.
It's
like
good.
Falco
it's good.
Says.
Multicultural. We're getting Route 78 West is taking a trip around the world today, and for that, we started out with a little bit of trip here with Howard Perkins Under Control. I don't think he was under control, but he was saying that. And Benny Hess and the Nation Playboys doing Drink, 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 another brand new one to us here. And I don't know, Drink, Drink, Drink. This one here we got queued up is going out for. All the good folks at Delta County, seems like the number one cash crop in Colorado ain't corn anymore. So here it is right now, Commander Cody, Old But Good.
Sitting alone Saturday night, watching the Late Late Show. A bottle of wine, some cigarette, I got no place to go. Well, I saw your other man today. He was wearing my brand new shoe, and I'm down seeds and stems again, too. Well, I saw my old friend Bob today from up in Bowling Green. He had the prettiest little gal that I'd ever seen, but I couldn't hide my tears at all, 'cause she looked just like you. And I'm down to seeds and stems again, too. Now everybody tells me there's other ways to get by. Stems again to dog died just yesterday and left me all alone. The finance company dropped by today and repossessed my home. But that's just a drop in the bucket, gal, compared to losing you. And I'm down to seeds and stems down to seeds and stems again, blue.
You see, there's not much we don't know about you, but one likes to know everything.
Like that, Jeff. There's someone that's new to me.
That's Greg Brown. That's an old one there on the Red House label, and always did like that. It's a summer record, if there ever was. Had a buddy of mine come through, a good old buddy of mine, Dan, actually from junior high. I don't know too many people from that far back, and showed up in an RV, and that's what old folks do these days. Took out my phone line when he backed it in, and
yeah, he's so old. He's knocking over phone lines. He's on his way to Burning Man, right?
Well, yeah, he was on his way actually to a fireworks convention. This guy's got a better job than any of us. He blows up stuff for a living, and he does like fireworks for the Oakland A's, and gets to go to Hong Kong for Chinese New Year, all that jazz. And talk about different paths.
I got a friend who's a big Oakland A's fan. I'll have to hook him up.
And so anyway, I watched some DVDs of fireworks displays, which is like seeing wedding videos, only duller, I think. But it was kind of cool. And watching fireworks on a little screen is kind of silly.
Yeah.
But so we had some fun. We're talking, and he was headed to Iowa. That's what I was thinking. This is, they actually have to go now to places like Nevada and Iowa because you can't blow up stuff just anywhere in the U.S. anymore. You have to find
the land of the free, my eye.
You got to find a nice farm county that doesn't have any problems with people setting off retorts, and it's kind of like a convention to see this year's model of all the cool fireworks and all the vendors come. You won't believe
fun.
This one blows up with a star, then it turns into a heart, and then it rains little lizards coming down the sides.
It sounds fun, dangerous, and nerdy, all compacted into one.
It's my friend Dan. There we go. Anyway, so it was a good time, but we were talking and sitting in the RV, and I'm going, geez, I think it's coming around the corner here, rocking chair, wheelchair, the box. But anyway, a long time for anybody out there, you know, if you got friends from the past. Give him a call.
Yeah, give him a call. Stay in touch with the folks that matter. And the ones that don't lose any hair over it. What did you play before that, Greg Brown? What do we have in there?
That was Little Commander Cody. That was the studio version. I always play that live, one of Down to Seeds and Stems again. Another farming song. And I don't know, we're about to creep into that magic hour. You are listening to Route 78 West.
It is the top of the hour, which means this is KVCU.
Boulder, yeah, you got that part right. That was kind of right. I knew that was happening.
And it's you can also find us on Route78West.com if you want to find the playlists and some of the old archived shows as well.